أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على أفضل الموجودات العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أعني أبا القاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وصهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى أوصيائه لسيما بقية الله في الأرضين وروحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. صلاة الله عليه. As per our promise, we want to talk about Hazrat Zainab al-Kubra salamullahi alayha. There are certain words in Islam or certain names which were the first names in Islam, like the Holy Prophet's name, like Imam Ali's name. But some names existed from before, and they were used as the names of people in Islam. Some names are just combination of different words, and put together they give a new meaning. We just usually look at the word and think that it is a nice word, a nice name, let's use it. The word Zainab consists of two words. Now it is one word, but it began with two words. Zain and Ab. Or Zainu Ab. Just like the word Zainul Abidin, meaning the beauty of all the servers of Allah, all the worshippers of Allah. So the word Zain is beauty. Ab is father. The lady that was named Zainu Ab would mean that she is the beauty of her father. I said previously, when we use these words, we don't look at the context, we don't look at the meaning, we just use them because we like these words or they belong to the Aimma alayhimus salam or the great people, holy people. But when the Aimma alayhimus salam use these words, they look at the meaning and then they give this name to the person that it applies to. They say when Hazrat Imam Hassan alayhi salam was born in the house, Allah Hazrat. Allah. When Muhammad came, he said, what have you named her? To Hazrat Fatima. She said, I would not proceed over you. Whatever you name him, I'll accept that as a name. He said, I would wait for the Holy Prophet. Whatever he names this child, I'll accept that. The Holy Prophet came and he said, what have you two named this child? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we wait for you to give him a name. He said, I would give him the name Hassan, as it refers to Shubbar, or Shabbar sometimes we say. That was the son of Harun, who was a successor of Hazrat Musa. And then Imam Hussein was born, likewise the Holy Prophet gave him the name Hussein. And when Hazrat Zainab was born, the Holy Prophet said, this is Zainab, meaning the beauty of her own father. Who named her that? The Holy Prophet named her Zainab. These names, when they were given to these holy people, the Aima alayhi salam kept many meanings in mind, kept the future in mind, what these people would do. In Islam, there is an argument that there are three things that that ladies do not have or have less of compared to men. For example, the inheritance is half of that of a man. لِلذَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. The Quran says that a man would inherit twice as much as a woman. The husband inherits twice as much as his wife. The son inherits twice as much as his sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this rule. So these are three things. Inshallah, everyone is listening. The first thing which seems less, is the inheritance of a woman is less than of a man. Secondly, the witness of a woman is counted as half of that of a man. When they go to the Islamic court, a woman's witness is counted as half. Two women would give a witness, that would count as one man's witness. And thirdly, their ibadat, their service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their worship actions are less than that of a man. There are certain times when the women cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes haram upon them, but the men continuously worship at all times. The Holy Prophet, when he said these things, he said, their ibadat is less than that of a man. Their inheritance is half of that of a man. Their witness is half of that of a man. He said, these are three things in all women except my daughter Fatima. Salam alayhi. Her ibadat is complete because she is batul. Batul is a lady who does not miss her ibadat from her birth to her death. And there are two batuls in this world according to the Quran. Hazrat Maryam, Inna Allah safaki wa tahharaki wa safaki ala nisa'il alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have chosen you over all the women and I have purified you. Tahharaki. And the second is Hazrat Fatima. So batul is a person who does not miss her ibadat, a lady who does not miss her ibadat from her birth to her death. That is called a batul. The Holy Prophet says, all women have less ibadat than men, but my daughter does not have any incompletion in her ibadat. There is no naqs, there is no incompletion. In fact, her ibadat is more complete than majority of the men. And the second thing he said, the inheritance of all women is half. But my daughter would inherit me completely. Even if she had brothers, then she would inherit. But they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away her brothers to make sure that she does not inherit half. So she inherits the Holy Prophet completely. Thirdly, the Holy Prophet says the women's witness is half. But if my daughter gives a witness, and if there is a man giving a witness against her, then that person's witness would be dropped and my daughter's witness would be accepted. This is Hazrat Fatima salamullahi alayha. And then the Holy Prophet says, there are three things that are in a woman and are not in men. The first thing, all the men were enjoying that. Thank God we are three things ahead of the women. We are three things that the women have less of. Now there are three things that the women have, we do not have. The Holy Prophet says, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. The heaven is beneath the feet of your mothers, not fathers, mothers. The Holy Prophet says that heavens, the heaven of a person is beneath the feet of his mother. This is one thing that a woman has and the men do not have. Secondly, the Holy Prophet says, when a man gets married, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أَحْرَزَ نِصْفَ دِينِهِ. The person who gets married saves half of his iman. A woman is called half the faith of a man. Unlike men, we are not half the faith of our women. The third thing, the Holy Prophet says, when a son is born, he is a ni'mat, a bounty, a blessing. But when a daughter is born, she is rahmat. She is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say ni'mat is something that everyone has, rahmat is something that only few people have. Secondly, ni'mat is something that you'll have to answer for, but rahmat is something that you do not have to answer for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ni'mat is little and rahmat is greater before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet said these things. If I have your attention, inshallah, everyone. The Holy Prophet said these things. And now we can go and apply it to Hazrat Fatima salamu alayhi alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. If you remember, the Holy Prophet said, your sons are your ni'mat, your blessing, and your daughters are your rahmat. The Quran said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Prophet Muhammad, we have not sent you but a mercy for the whole of the universe. The rahmat of rahmatul lil'alameen is Fatima al-Zahra. The Holy Prophet had said in the Battle of Trenches, Khandaq, he had said, when Imam Ali had been sent to fight the kuffar or the greatest kafir, Amr ibn Abdibad, the Holy Prophet said, Barazal imanu kulluhu ala al-kufri kulleh. Today, kulli iman, the complete faith is fighting kulli kufr, the complete disbelief. Imam Ali had been named kulli iman. The Holy Prophet had said, your wives are half of your iman. Kulli iman's nisf iman is Fatima al-Zahra. The Holy Prophet has said this hadith, and this is also in our Sunni brothers' books, many of their books, I think surely in Sahih Muslim as well. That the Holy Prophet said, Al-Hasanu wal-Husaynu Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Hasan and Hussein are the kings, masters of the people in heaven. Masters of the people in heaven. Hasan and Hussein are the masters of the people in heaven. And the Holy Prophet had earlier on said, your heaven is under the feet of your mother. The masters of the people in heaven are Hasan and Hussein, and their heaven is under the feet of Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha. Now do you understand the position of a woman in Islam? In a time when the people said that if a daughter is born in your house, she is a shame for you, you should bury her alive. The Holy Prophet at that time said, your sons are only a blessing, they're only a ni'mat. Your daughters are rahmat, do not bury them alive. بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. They will ask on the Day of Judgment, that for what sin was I killed? In a time when the people counted their daughters to be disgrace for them, the Holy Prophet would stand up for his daughter. Where the whole of the Islamic world would stand up for the Holy Prophet, the Holy Prophet would stand up for his daughter. They say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 124,000 prophets, 12 imams, as examples for the whole of the mankind, as complete examples. These were to be followed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I need a woman to present and to set an example for all the women in the world. He sent down Hazrat Maryam, who was an exemplary daughter, an exemplary mother, probably an exemplary sister. But because the highest lesson in a woman's life is her marriage life, and Hazrat Maryam was never married, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I need another example that would come and replace Hazrat Maryam, who would set an example for all the women. Hazrat Fatima salamu alayha came.
And she gave the best example ever as a daughter. Where the Holy Prophet said that whenever I go out to preach for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I come back home, being tired all day long, each time I look at the face of my daughter Fatima, who is only 6 or 7, my tiredness is removed and I feel active again and I feel fresh again. Who is this? The Holy Prophet. Ya Rasulullah, with all due respect to you, in a time when daughters are taken to be shamed, they cannot fight for you, they cannot go out to preach for you, they cannot do anything for you, why do you say whenever you look at the face of your daughter Fatima, you feel as if I am fresh again, I should go back and preach again? Probably the Prophet would answer, each time I look at the face of Fatima, in her forehead I see the noor of 11 Imams. That each Imam is speaking out loud, O Prophet, you deliver, who will save? Therefore, I like preaching. They say that the Holy Prophet's daughter was the best exemplary daughter. She was the best wife of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. She was the best mother ever in this world. But they say that there was one thing missing in her life, that was being a sister to anyone. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have sent Zahra as the best example, but I need Thani Zahra, who could be the best exemplary sister for a brother that people would always remember and say, yes, that is a lady who was a sister to a brother, that if Hazrat Fatima had a brother, that's how she would act. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a daughter called Zainab. Now do you understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Holy Prophet named Hazrat Zainab, the beauty of a father? Because she was going to set an example for all of the ladies of this world. They say that when Imam Ali al-Islam migrated from Medina to Kufa and he established the Islamic State and made the Kufa his capital, at that time he said to Imam Hassan that I miss my daughters very much. Go back to Medina and bring my daughters over. But then he said, Alayka billahi, O son, do not travel during the day, as these are daughters of Fatima salamu alayha. Do not travel during the day. Have Saidans, have Amaris on the camel's back, and travel during the night, because these are daughters, granddaughters of the Holy Prophet. They say when they would have day, they would rest, and during the night Imam Hassan would travel, until he reached a point, he said, Imam Hassan came all by himself, inside Kufa, and his sisters were waiting outside in the camels with their brothers Hussein, Abbas, Muhammad Hanafi, all the others. At that time, as soon as Imam Ali al-Islam saw Imam Hassan, he was giving sermon in the Masjid of Kufa. He stopped the sermon and he said, Alayka billahi, O son, go back and enter the city of Kufa at night. And then he announced amongst the people, he said, O people of Kufa, do not come out of your houses tonight. The people said, Ya Ali, why not? He said, because tonight the granddaughters of the Holy Prophet are entering Kufa. You see, he was teaching the people of Kufa that do not ever make fun of the daughters of Fatima. Do not ever make fun of the granddaughters of the Holy Prophet. Do not ever come out of your houses tonight. They say Imam Ali al-Islam went outside himself and said to Imam Hassan, O son Hassan, you leave the rope that is tied with the camel of Hazrat Zainab. I'll hold it myself. He held it and he started taking the camel of Hazrat Zainab himself. There came a point where Imam Ali said, O Zainab, remove the cover of the Sayyidan and look outside. As soon as she looked outside, he said, Zainab, this is the first corner of Kufa. As soon as she heard this, she felt terrible inside and she dropped the cover. When they went a bit further, Imam Ali al-Islam again said, Zainab, pick up the cover of Sayyidan and look outside. When she looked outside, he said, this is the first street of Kufa. As soon as she heard this, she said, Father, why are you telling me about the streets and corners of Kufa? I'm a lady, I'll be staying inside the house. Tell my brother Hassan and Hussein and Abbas and Muhammad and Anafiyah about the streets and about the corners of Kufa. He said, Zainab, today you are the princess of this town. But tomorrow there'll be a time when you will be without hijab and you will be in trouble. People will be making fun of you, they'll be throwing stones at you. Zainab, I'm preparing you for that time. They said this was the best exemplary person. Just look at the thing that I wanted to mention. When Janab Zainab entered Kufa, she established an institute for the ladies in Kufa. And we salute all those ladies who studied under Hazrat Zainab. She would teach in the house and the ladies would come and attend. She would teach them fiqh, history, tafsir, and different things. Even probably hadith. Yes, a hadith as well. There are certain traditions that are mentioned from Hazrat Zainab. Many traditions. There is a hadith that is called Silsilatul Fatimiyah. In that, it is Hazrat Fatima Masuma Qum that mentions the tradition. She says that I mentioned it from my auntie, Fatima, the daughter of Imam Sadiq. And she mentioned it from her auntie, Fatima, the daughter of Imam Baqir. And she mentions it from her auntie, Fatima, the daughter of Imam Zain al-Abidin. She mentions it from Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hussein. And she mentions it from her auntie, Zainab. And Zainab mentions it from her mother, Fatima. There are all of these Fatimas except one Zainab. That's why this hadith is called Silsilatu Zainabiyya. And then she mentions the details about that hadith. Say, Allah, salawat, everyone, then I transfer to Urdu.